Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pogram, MD. Join Dr. Jewel each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. So glad to be this Monday. We have something very interesting to talk about. As a matter of fact, this is our science research day. So we will be talking about some latest information regarding brain development and the balancing program. So I'll be right back after this message, and please stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Well, greetings. If you just tuned in, wonderful. Welcome to the Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this program is brought to you by the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. And we are excited to be here today, as usual, and as the status of healthy brain function requires water, a pad and pencil, and to be alert. So if you can just take a moment and get your water. Remember, the brain is over 70% water. It's very, almost semi-liquid. So hydrating the brain is very important. Auditory, kinesthetic intake of information. Make sure that the mimic neurons and other areas of the brain are processing and activated to record what it is that you are being exposed to. And from there, we can get busy learning something very interesting about the brain today. Now, we have a couple of announcements, of course, and I'm so excited because it's getting close to our advanced balancing workshop. So we have an advanced disciplines balancing workshop, and as you know, that is coming up on the 30th of August. That's right. We start Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and up until noon on Sunday. And I tell you, the things that are going to be exchanged and communicated, the disciplines taught, are life-changing, and that's the whole point. That's why we have them once a year, life-changing, and these are disciplines that are very important for anyone who's interested in being able to sustain themselves as a sovereign being on planet Earth, as far as being able to take care of their mind, their body, their spirit. Very, very important. But one of the things I'm excited about, and especially for Friday, which is the 31st, starting from 7 to 10 p.m. at Simpsonwood, that's where we'll be, it's going to be very important for anyone who's really interested in really trying to get a grasp of what has been going on and happening to humanity on planet Earth. So we're going to talk about the cosmology of the human race Friday night. And so that is really exciting. All this information I've been reading about the different visitations, we talk about the fact that, you know, we know that we can test our soils, our earth, the crust of the rocks, and use carbon dating to determine activities that were going on at different times. However, nobody's really talked about what was happening also on other planets in our solar system, what was also happening at other times in our galaxy. Now, this information was left for us just like the relics in the pyramids, the stellars, the papyruses, etc. However, not until really the last 25 years was it really translated and also even made available. So individuals like Zachariah Sitchin gave their incredible contributions to assisting with informing and enlightening humanity about their past history and projections made for the future. And that information now has become more important than ever before. So it's amazing to recognize that over 500 million years ago, planet Earth did exist, that they literally were beings on it, etc. And there were many, many agendas that went down and plans that had been made, etc., promises made and agendas written, that we are literally living out much of that today. So, you know, many of us are so busy, we can just barely remember, you know, when we were born, our relatives, et cetera, their birth dates. But to go back millions and millions of years, hundreds of millions of years, and really look at how all of that affected us up to this time is incredible. And that's what we're going to talk about. So you don't want to miss this information. You don't want to miss that lecture. So therefore, make sure you write us at info@thejewelnetwork.net. Check out the chat room for the email address so that you can get the information needed to be there on Friday night. So the Friday night lecture is available to the general public, and we definitely want you to be there. Also, too, what I'm excited about is that all the individuals who, over the last year, have completed the balancing program, that they literally are now balanced and locked, will also be receiving their certificates. So to use the term graduation is really not completely reflective of what these individuals have done in their own life. They've done far more than just graduated, even though the commencement, literally, and that's a better term, the commencement exercises for these individuals is very, very significant, very, very significant. For me, out of all the degrees and doctorates, et cetera, that I've received, my certificate, my letter that notified me that I was balanced and locked is my most precious recognition. Most precious recognition because truly many of the areas of the brain that were underdeveloped were able to complete their development. Most of you still don't recognize that when you have defined an event that has been emotionally traumatizing to you, neurogenesis, the continuous growth and development of the brain, stops. Now, can you imagine this happening to you in childhood for whatever reason, and that in your memory banks is that event, even now as an adult? That means that at the time that your brain was developing, when you perceived the threat of whatever nature it was that caused you to move into fear, your brain growth was compromised. Yes, it was. And a lot of other aspects of the body's growth and development were compromised. So it's very interesting that when they do the studies with rats, and when the offspring are traumatized very early in life, they never ever reach full stature as the parents. They never ever reach full development as the parents, because the body was shifted from growth in and development into survival biology. And so from that point on, it was about basically surviving, not about thriving and growth and development. And so therefore, many of the nutrients were used because of the stress phenomena just to maintain the vital organs of the body. But the organs that represent growth and development of an elaborate nature, et cetera, the blood supply was minimized. The nutrients, obviously, then were minimized to these areas. And over time, they just did not have the opportunity to reach their full development. Well, this also occurs in the brain. There's only a certain area of the brain that deals with stress and anxiety. And when the observer determines that an event is stressful for them, then the blood supply and all of the nutrients only go to that area. So can you imagine as a young individual, a young child, that is stressed and traumatized for whatever reason? All of the area of the brain does not develop. And this is what we are now recognizing, that in many of us, because of the stress and trauma, there are many areas of the brain that all this time have still remained underdeveloped. One of the great things that the balancing program does is that it actually reactivates neurogenesis. That is, it will cause these neurons in the areas of the brain that have been dormant so long because of the chronic state of stress, those areas of the brain, those cells, will begin to initiate their growth. And so, therefore, this is one of the main measurements that we do in the balancing program, is that we are able to tell you that, yes, your brain is underdeveloped in certain areas, and this is why your emotional body is of the level of development that it is. And so to bring that into balance with the intellectual areas of the brain, and even all of the intellectual areas of the brain are not developed in people who are chronically stressed. Only those areas of the brain that have to deal with immediate survival activities and recall, et cetera. But the brain that normally collects data, is able to cross-reference it, is also able to make comparisons and to integrate and then extrapolate information. Those areas of the brain are not developed in people who are chronically stressed. However, if they're able to now use sacred geometry to reinitiate full growth and development of the brain, the neurons of the brain will return to their universal default pattern, which is really wonderful. And these individuals are seeing now that they have all kinds of capabilities. Intellectual proudness has returned at levels that they had never been able to comprehend for themselves. So it may seem like it's magical, and no, it's not. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics has definitely explained that sacred geometry is the template that is responsible for creating all of reality. Not some, not most, but all of reality. There's nothing that can exist in this dimension that we call tangible that does not have to manifest through the participation of geometry. all necessary. That's why everything that you look around has a shape. And those that don't, that do have density, we really don't have much use for it. Okay, it's kind of like what we would call a blob. I mean, so what do we do with it? Why is it here? I mean, exactly. So anything that appears to be functional to us, et cetera, does conform to a standard, well-known geometric template. And what so I'm excited about is that with the continuous revelations that quantum physics has presented to us, that we are now able to have a greater respect for geometry. You know, geometry is one of those mathematical subjects that really isn't pushed as being very significant in the field of mathematics until you move into astral phenomena, okay, velocity with flight, and geometry becomes very important, or even to create mass that can travel very rapidly. The geometry and the shape of it is very important. But on the mundane basis, most people in their mathematical careers do not spend an significant amount of time studying geometry, even though it is the mathematics for the reality in this dimension. And these geometric templates that form all of the materialized objects in our reality affect each other and affect all life forms in specific manners. And so, therefore, the templates that are used in the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program stimulate the recanalization of blood vessels in the brain, all tissue, as well as the complete unfoldment of the neurons. They actually have like a bud at the end of the axons and the dendrites. They actually unroll the cells as they multiply to reach out to neighboring cells and corresponding neurons and neural nets of a similar or appropriate frequencies. Now, the key here is that what do you do once that happens? So we can take an individual and just, of course, give them the symbols. They can sit there and look at them in appropriate order every day, and that phenomena will occur. But now, what do you do with a fully developed brain? Amazing question to ask, isn't it? But it's a significant one because we are in a society that having a fully developed, balanced brain is rare. It is not common. So therefore, our entertainment doesn't come from the origin of a balanced consciousness or balanced brain. Our books, our educational systems, our medical systems, our social institutions, none of them are originating where the majority of the participants that created them have balanced brains, where they are able to access all areas of the brain and access them in an integrated manner. We don't have a society like that. Therefore, those individuals who have stumbled across, or as yourself, like those of you who are going to be at your commencement here on the 30th of August, here in Atlanta and Simpsonwood, have selected to create a potential in yourself that is unique to your environment. How do you live a life with a balanced brain? Well, again, we have to now then get and utilize and implement the information that will allow us to do that. And we have very small clusters of individuals all around the world that have balanced brains and communicating with each other, et cetera, recognizing that we still do have a structure in place. It just hasn't been very much advertised. And one of the things that helps tremendously is the application and the commitment to live by the order of the universe, in that the brain has returned to its default pattern. Everything has a default pattern. For example, your foot, your hand, it has a default geometric pattern. And you know that. We don't consider a foot that only has three toes or two and a half toes or four toes as the standard. Only if it has five toes, same with the hand. Five, four digits is considered the standard geometric template for the hand or for the foot. there's a standard geometric template for the human brain. And most people have not been able to experience that because of the trauma most of us at some level have experienced in our lives. Even the fact that when you look at the history of a country, the history of a continent, you can very well estimate the development of the brain. This is very significant to understand, okay? That was a question of mine. Why is it that some areas on planet Earth, my goodness, you know, everyone is living very, very simply as though the world was basically only 2 or 3 million years old. How does that happen in a solid region on planet Earth when the grid of planet Earth is sending equal amounts of energy from its core appropriately to every nanometer from the core to the surface? So how did these groups of people wind up functioning and living the way they do? Galapagos Island is a very good example. The types of animals that are there, not seen anywhere else on the planet. Their relationship with their environment is very unique and different. Their relationship even with humans, with the very poor history that humans have with animals over the centuries, these animals act totally exclusive of that information in the face of an energy field that is known as morphic resonance or morphic resonetic for all animals to be able to know what every other animal knows. Yeah, it's very significant. But what's interesting is that their brains are different. Their brains literally have developed differently. Because one of the crucial features here that I've constantly talked about, very little stress and anxiety. The animals were never seen to have ever perceived themselves as being threatened, not by nature, not by any other organisms, humans, etc. And so therefore, they have full brain development. They function differently and interact differently with their own variant, as well as with different species, such as humans. So when we look at, for example, Europe, when we look at North America, especially northern North America, America, United States of America, chronic history of conflict, chronic history of war, chronic history, whether the wars are foreign or whether actually within the immediate environment, Civil War, okay, Native American, American war here, okay, all have set into the reality of those individuals living here stress and anxiety. The same with Europe. And so, therefore, the brain development significantly altered, not balanced, and the motivation for learning was not in respect of or the desire of appreciation of just personal self-development. It usually was all centered around survival mechanisms, place to stay, food to eat, or associating with the people, who are the people that can get me to a place to stay, food to eat. And with the introduction of money, and especially paper money, currency, then the anxiety and stress has also been continuously in place because of the circulation of this currency. Some groups have some groups have a lot, some groups have an astronomically huge amount, and some groups have none. So the interaction between these groups have all been about surviving, thriving, but most of all, it has been used as a leverage tool that for many individuals has kept them in anxiety, even in the times that there were no outright physical threats such as war still the appearance of the elusiveness of currency, et cetera, all have, over time, interfered with neurologic development. So it's very interesting because when they talk about the fact that, you know, poverty seems to affect intellectual growth and development, indirectly, that is true. And I say indirectly only because if an individual can decide for his or herself that the amount of money that they have or don't have is not an anxiety-provoking event or perception for them, they would not interfere with their own growth, brain growth, and development. And we see that. Okay, what is the question when they talk about, wow, you know, you grew up in, you know, this area of the city and, you know, it's not known for, you know, its educational system. It's not known for its robust financial status, et cetera. And the gift that you have and the things that you're able to do, well, how does that occur? And still to this day, social scientists appear to be perplexed, and that is because they have not created a clear reference with neuroanatomists, the science of neuroanatomy, as well as quantum physics. And so with neuroanatomy, we know for a fact that as long as a system is not in stress, that is, the adrenaline levels are low, cortisol levels in the blood are minimal, adrenaline levels, neurogenesis is going to move forward, and whatever's in the environment is going to even stimulate neurogenesis further. So it doesn't really matter about how much money was flowing through the environment or the economic status of the individual. If that individual was able to perceive himself to be safe, that he perceived himself to be an okay person and was interested in learning, his neurons will learn and excel without limitation. And, of course, all the individuals around them who are perceiving their environment to be intimidating, whether it's economically or socially, will impinge upon their own neurologic development because the level of adrenaline in the bloodstream will definitely diminish neurogenesis or totally shut it down. So these are very, very important things, but the greatest thing to know is that regardless of whether you are living in stress every day, some days, et cetera, and you feel that it has literally interfered with your brain growth and development, the panacea is balancing the balancing program. Looking at those symbols every day will definitely renew the neurogenetic genesis of the body, the neurogenetic activity. Your brain will reach its full development, and then the greatest service that the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program offers, and this is what we prize ourselves on, because you do the work to literally reactivate the neuron, but we have the information to help you integrate your new brain, your new awareness, your new capabilities in the present society. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Because to have a totally new brain, et cetera, and then to have an environment that is not challenging you to use the new neurons, you have no stimulation to give you direction on how to use them, how to interact with people who you will obviously be able to see do not have the same brain capability or intellectual proclivities as you. What do you do with them? And, of course, not understanding how the order of the universe works, you can create a lot of problems for yourself with your new brain without having the information. And we know this. This is just common sense. You buy a car, it's got all these wonderful doodads on it, et cetera, and you don't have any instruction book, no instruction manual at all. So whatever you know about cars in general is all that you have to work with. But yet and still, you recognize that the cars you've been driving, they didn't have all this fancy capability. What's the screen mean? What's that red button mean? Why is this blue button flickering off and on? Well, how do you actually even open the sub-dashboard? It's got what? It's got three dashboards. My goodness, what are they all for? You flip this out. Well, it's the same thing with your brain. So how are you going to literally utilize this new brain? And that is what the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program offers you. All the information, the opportunities, many, many decades of information, et cetera, the latest research, analysis, interpretation of the quantum physics, et cetera, for how to use a balanced brain. And this is the biggie. This is the biggie. How do we use it? And that's what you want to know. So I'm excited about that graduation. As I said, it's very interesting watching this phenomenon. It's taken some people many years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years to balance their brain. Then we started noticing 3 years, 2.5 years. Now we're down to literally just 6 months. It's amazing. And so some individuals, health challenges and inability to just do this every day, 15 minutes, had to go back and start over. But I tell you, 6 to 8 months is the average now. And I am so happy because so many things are going on now. You need a balanced brain almost overnight. So for you to be able to be a totally different person, new neurons available, new areas of the brain available to now integrate, absorb, analyze, and process new information that up to this point in time wasn't even available 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 years ago. You want to have that kind of brain. So therefore, this program is awesome. I just love it. Okay, and we're just working out the details here. It's existed for thousands of years, but it has not been able to be brought to humanity. And we can, you know, conjecture why that was the case. Okay, but it is available to you. So, with further ado, because we do have a scientific article to deal with, let's hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes around us. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal Diamond Matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential.
Well, greetings. If you're just tuning in, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this show is brought to you by the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on Blog Talk Radio. And we've been talking about the neurogenesis of the brain, neural, meaning nerve, and genesis, meaning beginning of. So literally it talks about the beginning of the nerves or growth of the nerves and how chronic and very much acute anxiety causes a cessation of the development of the brain or the neurons. And so when crisis occurs early in childhood for whatever reason, then that individual's brain cells stop growing. And that is a natural phenomenon. The key here is that we want to remove the perceived stress out of the environment of the child as fast as possible. By doing so, then obviously neurogenesis or the growth of the neurons will reactivate itself. But in many, many countries, these stressful stimuli remain literally throughout the lifespan of the organisms, the lifespan of humans. A war every 10 years, lasting 4 or 5 years, the recovery over that, internal strife in the home. It goes on and on. And so, believe it or not, most of us have never reached our full potential because we have been in stress most of our lives. Some children are even born in stress. We call that pre-eclamptic pregnancies. So many times because of that condition in the mother, she's stressed, that many times the infants don't survive even delivery. So it's very interesting that we're now finding out how havoc in the environment, okay, chaos, aggression, you know, the unwholesome explanation, expression of anger, et cetera, is creating serious problems for all of us, not some of us. But therefore, we have the panacea that doesn't matter how long you've been in stress, you can resume the growth of your brain, the neurogenesis of the brain, the re-engineering of the brain, to move the brain to its fully developed default formation. And sacred geometry does that. And so with that, you now have a fully developed brain that has been brought to the default organization for all nervous tissue in a life form. Yeah, there's a default pattern for the nervous system in bacteria, in viruses, in rickettsia, in fish, in mammals. There's a default neurologic organizational system, and there is one for humans. And the balancing symbols and the Dr. Jewel balancing program restores that. The big key here is, because that's the work you have to do, you have to be disciplined to look at the symbols every day. But now what do you do with it? How do you integrate it? How do you leave behind the brain that you navigated your life through under complete stress? And you don't want to work through that and live through that anymore because that brain and its chemistry will eventually deplete the tissues of the body, will inhibit their regeneration, their proper metabolism, and eventually that kills the entire system. This is very important what I'm telling you. So when you're able to now move into your fully developed brain that completely complies with the organizational template, the universal template for nervous tissue in mammals, in the human species, now we're talking about different capabilities, different phenomena, spontaneous regeneration of everything, the capacity to totally regenerate every 24 hours, which means what? Then that means that you'll be living much, much longer. It means that you will be aging minimally. It means then what? Aha, immortality. But these things cannot occur until you return the brain to its universal default neurologic pattern. And the biggie then is that now how do we employ this new brain? How do we use it? So it's just like a mom, you know, real easy. It was wonderful during the consummation of the pregnancy act. Then the pregnancy was no problem, and now we have the baby. Now, that is the biggie. How do we raise this individual so that it is an incredible being? And that is the longest process. How do we interact? How do we conduct ourselves? How do we think? What do we do? What kind of environment do we want to expose this new brain that we've created by using sacred geometry? How do we employ it? And that's the long journey. That needs the professionalism. That needs the direction, the information, the resources, so that having a balanced brain now is literally the greatest gift that you could have given yourself. So this is why we have the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program, not only to introduce this ancient tool to resolve chronic repression of the development of your brain due to chronic states of anxiety, but also for you to begin to know yourself in a different way, how you can become a complete being, and how to employ that in a society. This has been the biggest thing here with this balancing program. I've been working with this program, balancing every day, 27 years. It's done amazing things for my brain. Interesting. I mean, my brain looks so different. I'm sure, no question, how it feels, how it functions, the level of communication I have with my brain. Most people don't communicate with their brain. I'm serious. They don't. That's why much surgery can be done on the brain and people don't even feel it. Okay, you know, right now they're trying to say that, you know, the brain really doesn't have nerve endings. And so, you know, once we go through the cranium and, you know, we go through the dura, that's tissue that encases the brain on the inside of the skull, et cetera, you know, the person can sit there and they don't have any feelings. That occurs when the brain isn't fully developed. But when a brain is fully developed, oh, yes, you can feel your neurons. You can feel them shifting. You can feel them growing. Oh, yeah, you can feel them when they disconnect and reconnect to different areas of the brain. When the brain is fully developed, because their own little nervous system is not developed in a brain that has been under stress. No, it has not fully developed when a brain has been under stress its whole life. So its personal nervous system is minimal. But not in a fully integrated, fully developed brain, that's not true. It's amazing, but it's not true. So there's a lot that the neuroscientists and medicine is going to have to learn about the advent of the new brains that are coming into reality here. And I feel so blessed and I'm so excited that, you know, I have degrees in medicine and surgery and nutrition, even in feng shui. I never thought that something like feng shui was going to be so important for human growth and development. But it is, because knowing where to position objects in space is very important for the influence that it has on your nervous system. You have to remember, the skin is literally an outside brain. So therefore, the chair across the room, the desk in front of you, the car in front of you, oh, yeah, all of these things are being affected directly to your brain, because the outer brain, the skin, is picking up all of this information. So I'm even down to the fact that, you know, wearing fabrics on your skin that impede electromagnetic transmission of information is a serious problem to your brain and its accurate processing of your environment. Now, that was really interesting when I started studying fabrics and how synthetic fabrics and a lot of the way that they're created interfere with your brain function, because it blocks information being able to go directly into the external brain, the skin, which is directly relayed to the entire brain on the inside of the body in your head. So with that information available and shared with you, you can understand why the advanced discipline workshops are so important, because this is where we now begin to give information to the new neurons and to the new neural nets that now can execute this type of information. You know, I was thinking that was so interesting as I've been studying these different techniques and using them myself. It's like, okay, well, you know, meditation, transcendental meditation, okay, or self-aware meditation. What is the effect of this? Well, we do know that over time, when the body is de-stressed enough, that will allow the neurons of the brain that have been in an interrupted developmental state for decades to begin to start their journey of neurogenesis again. But my goodness, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years of meditation before that neurogenesis can be reactivated, a long time. That is a long time. And then what do you do once you now have begun the neurogenesis? Well, of course, the ancient systems had disciplines. They had teachings for people with who are moving into new areas of the brain, what they could finally do. So we have the great gift of the individuals who are the yogis who are on the planet that can show us that as they've been able to move into these areas of the brain after their deliberate patience and discipline to meditate for just hundreds of thousands of hours over many, many, many years, that they can do all kinds of things with their body. But we were all born to do that. And if it had not have been for this perception of stress occurring in our reality so early in our lives, we would have been doing these things probably by the time we were 10 or 12 years old. So most of us in the Western world are definitely suffering from neurologic developmental retardation. Oh, yes, we are. And so, therefore, it's time now for the planet to catch up and to be all it can be. So, you know, I really welcome and I give thanks to people like, you know, Tony Robbins and Richard Morales and Bandler and, you know, all of these different people because they were able to reinitiate the neurogenesis in their brain so that they could move to new areas of the brain and figure out all these different things that we can do. And it doesn't take 50 years here or 30 years there. That we could actually do this in a matter of minutes. This was always how the brain was created. And so this whole process that they taught, how to move a person out of fear instantly overnight, 3 hours with Tony Robbins, you're out of fear. Snake issues all your life, 3 hours later, no, you're not. No problem. The snake is a bracelet on your arm now, okay, because he's been able to use the areas of the brain that he could not access until he grew the neurons to these areas to get this information to be able now to reach back and to help himself, but also he systemized this to help others. So the balancing program, oh, my God, if these people do the balancing program, where they could go, okay, where they could go in their brains. And then we have to have new systems put in place to teach you how do you live, how do you interact with your whole life now with a balanced brain. You don't want to have a balanced brain and then walk around and then literally allow the brain to stop its growth and development because you are saturated with individuals who are still in neurologic trauma, and most of society is. That's why the advanced discipline workshop is being offered, because with these disciplines, regardless of what's going on in your environment, you will not be affected by it to any significant extent that will cause your neurons in your brain to slow down in its integration process. And then to learn how to be with other people who do not have fully developed brains, fully balanced brains. This is very important. This is very important. We can't have any more of this segregation and segmentation among ourselves. There can't be. It's really caused a lot of problems on the planet. But everybody doesn't evolve at the same rate. So that's why this whole dispensation for compassion, promoting everybody to start thinking from their heart space so that we can be with individuals who may not have full development today. But 5 years from now can be a totally different person. So do we what? Judge them? Of course not. We just recognize the fact, and we are compassionate with them. And if it's possible for us, we support them. This is a whole new attitude. People who are in anxiety, people who are in their fight and flight state of consciousness, do not and cannot do these things because that primitive area of the brain that their consciousness resides in sees anything as a potential threat. So, of course, you're not going to reach out and help a person. If they look weak and feeble, it's a natural predatory action is to want to see what they have and take it from them and move on for yourself. But with a full and balanced brain, that would not be your modus operandi at all. Not at all. So we can see a lot of things resolve here when the brain is balanced. But you got to be taught how to use it. That's what happens. And so I'm excited about that, that we're going to get new teachings on how we can neutralize and minimize the effects of the environment on our advanced brain. It's great. So it doesn't take much except discipline every day. The Dr. Jewel Balancing Program is your mentor. We're your library, your reference. We are your instructors. Quantum physics, that's why everybody in our group, they are getting the scientific articles every week. They are getting the latest download of information so that they know how to turn left or right. They can see what's being offered now scientifically about their growth and development, movies, all kinds of things are available. We're excited and we're growing into just new things. So join us. Join us. Now, one of the things I thought was really interesting here that I want to bring to your attention before we go, a scientific day today, is that it's important for you to recognize that there is a, well, kind of an old technique, which is MRI evaluations of the brain. They are now able to really look at and determine why people are smarter than other people. And I thought that was very interesting that now with MRIs of the brain, they can recognize that individuals who have more neuronal growth and connections to the front part of the brain, known as the neocortex or the prefrontal cortex, that these individuals have a greater intellectual capability. How about that? They can see the number of nerve endings. They can see all of these nerve endings. It looks like a harp, which I thought was very interesting. You know, all these neurons now have been directed and grown. We talk about neuronal highways in the balancing community. We talk about the fact that you are growing highways of neurons to different areas of the brain so that your consciousness can go right to these areas and access the information and the capabilities that are there. So you want to be a great scientist, a great teacher, the Olympics are here, you want to be a pole vaultist or whatever, there are specific areas of your brain that have specific information, like software programs. You can focus your awareness there, get to those areas, and then what do you have to do? You have to learn how to be able to stay there in consciousness. We call that focus. And when you're able to focus in these areas of the brain, all the information then is opened up because that's what the DNA requires, focus. And when focus happens, chemistry is produced, neurochemistry, DNA is opened up, surface access points are changed to meet the keys, the information opens up, and boom, you are divine in what you do. So that's another thing that's so great about the balancing program. It does teach you how to focus so that as you create the highways, then you can literally drive up them in consciousness. That's what your intent does. You arrive there, and you learn how to stay there. And we have disciplines, too, that teach you how to be able to hold your focus in particular areas of the brain so that you can begin to activate those areas that chemically now become productive, and then the body and the cells will follow the directions. Very, very interesting. So it talks about the fact here that they're looking at the fact that accounting for about 6.7% of individuals have variation in intelligence. And more recent research has pinpointed the brain's lateral prefrontal cortex, which is a region just behind the temples, as a critical hub for higher-level mental processing. So you should write that down, prefrontal cortex. And as you know, we have ventral, lateral, ventrolateral, medial areas of the brain, okay? And for those of us who are studying in our more advanced programs, they are learning neuroanatomy. That's one thing that the Dr. Jewel Balancing program stresses in our advanced teaching. You must learn the anatomy of your brain, because as you move your awareness to these areas, you should know exactly where you are, that those anatomical charts should be already in your memory. So when you say, okay, lateral prefrontal cortex, you can send your awareness right there. I'm sitting in my lateral prefrontal cortex because I have 700 pages of material that I have to review tonight, and I have to be on it in the morning, and you can do that. When you know where to send your awareness in your brain, then you open the book, and magical things happen. Then you read the document. Incredible things happen. Then you read the report. Phenomenal things happen. But many people have wasted much of their time writing out stuff and whatever else, et cetera, because they didn't really know where to send their awareness in the brain first before they then went to the project that they had to master. And so, you know, there's many old types of descriptions on, you know, yeah, you got to, what do they say? They say, you got to put your mind on it, okay, or you got to wrap your head around this, okay. Those are, you know, very explicit, accurate, but still very gross descriptions of what really happens when an individual understands the relationship between themselves and their master computer with its software known as the human brain. And when the brain is balanced and that balancing process occurs while you are given information to study, things to learn, etc., you're very clear about this by the time that you are balanced and locked. It's wonderful. So anyway, write that down. Okay, this is a very important part of the brain. You're talking about being intelligent, very intellectual, lateral prefrontal cortex. So I don't want to take the time to try to figure out how to describe to you where that is in the brain. Just know it's in the front part, the part that makes you human. It is the front part of the brain that makes you the human being. And because we don't have all of these neurons that are literally have grown to complete development of the nervous system of the human being that has been rearranged and realigned with the universal default pattern for a human being, has a harp of neurons throughout the prefrontal cortex of the brain. And that's why this article is so incredible, because it shows how this part of the brain and very intelligent individuals, they have all of these string-looking like projections that are throughout the prefrontal cortex of the brain, and especially concentrated laterally. So it looks like you're looking at a fan, and you can just actually just, you know, pluck these neurons to make music. Literally, that's what they're doing, because tone always follows manifestation. So it's very interesting how they do that. So this research comes out of the University of Washington in St. Louis. Boy, okay, and it's printed in the Journal of Neuroscience. So it's time to go. I'll be back on Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Jewel Show. Join us here.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network.
Bye-bye.
For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.